Good morning, it's Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Wednesday morning. We start off today with some sad news to report of out of the world of college basketball, NBA basketball, and local Kentucky high school basketball. Former U of L and NBA center Wes Unseld has died. In a statement, Unseld's family said that he had lengthy health issues, most recently battling pneumonia. Unseld, who went on to win a state championship with Seneca High School, went on to play at the University of Louisville and was a two-time All-American. The 6'7", 245-pound center went on to play in the NBA for the Washington Bullets. Unseld won regular season MVP in 1969 and was a five-time All-Star. Unseld and Wilt Chamberlain, the only players in NBA history to win both Rookie of the Year and MVP honors in the same season. Unseld went on to be a Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame inductee after playing for the Bullets franchise from 1968 to 1981. Not only did Unseld play in Washington, but he also had a career in the front office before becoming a head coach for nearly seven seasons from 1987 to 1994. He also had a seven-year stint as the general manager from 1996 to 2003, when the team made one other trip to the playoffs. Unseld ultimately helped the team achieve their only NBA championship in 1978. Unseld was 74 years old. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1989, sportscasting legend Vin Scully broadcast 23 innings in two different cities all in one day. And that's going to do it for your sports update on this Wednesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.